We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's definitely different for a player like myself that's been in the NFL for so long because it does have a lot of college feel to it. I know some teams have started to do it in the NFL in the last couple of years, but so it's different for me, and so it's taken some getting used to.
Ben Roethlisberger on Matt Canada and the Canada Innovations. That's your headline. Canada first full day on the job as Steelers offensive coordinator. What will he have in store for the team in 2021? Craig, question. Do we still have audio of Starkey serenading Canada on the air with his own rendition of the Canadian national anthem?
I think that one was lost in the house fire.
Did I hallucinate that happening?
Sure didn't. That's a real thing.
Chris, you would have been in the driver's seat for that one. Did you just pull the car over and move out of the way and let Joe, in his own way, sing the Canadian national anthem?
I probably did that, but let's just pretend that I had nothing to do with anything that happened that day.
So the plan in his mind was Pitt had such a good offensive performance that he wanted to come on the following Monday and sing the Canadian national anthem as a way of paying respect to a guy whose last name is Canada. That was the...
Correct. That's correct.
What?
That was the radio gimmick. They scored a lot of points, so let me take some time to sing the Canadian national anthem the next day on the air. The guy's not from Canada.
He's from Buffalo. I mean, well, Joe's from Buffalo, close enough to Canada. Matt Canada's from the middle of Indiana, which is like Canada in that it's mostly boring. But
man, you must still have some scar tissue from that relationship.
You don't say. No. No, none.
Craig, do you? Do you feel like you've gotten over it?
Oh, I think I walked away pretty clean and clear of that.
Cleaner and clearer than I did, Craig?
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Why does Chris
What about me?
Yeah, why does Chris have more PTSD from working with Starkey
than you?
There's
a wall that separated us. He was in that room. I had a wall that separated
Chris, what
me.
Would you say did more damage, the on-the-air conversations or the off-the-air ones?
Oh, man. I say this, by the way, overall, I like Joe. Joe and I have had good text conversations, like, in the last couple of days, funny ones.
Really?
Why? The psychological scars.
Look at the growth.
Wait a minute. What
guys?
Are you guys texting about right now? I feel like you're cheating on me with him. I want more. I want the receipts
any old
here.
BS. Oh, grow up. No, any old nonsense. And the off-the-air conversations, plus our boss at the time for the first part of that partnership was not our current boss, but our previous boss. He was a little tough on me, and it was for stuff I knew Joe had done to not get me in trouble deliberately, but I was going to bear the brunt of it. And that is not something I have ever dealt with, is wearing the Kevlar for somebody else when I don't deserve to.
There's a lot of Kevlar talk at this radio station, right, Craig?
That's a big talking point here.
The question is, what's the number one thing you're hoping to see from Matt Canada as Steelers offensive coordinator in year one? And my answer is Canada telling Ben Roethlisberger, all right, Ben, if this is what you want, go do it. If that's really what you want to run no huddle and draw plays up in the dirt, go ahead. Do it your way. That way, when it happens, everyone will know that that's what Ben wants to do offensively is call the plays pretty much on the fly. And so when that happens, and if he fails at it, it'll be abundantly clear to everyone that it was Ben and not Matt Canada that was culpable for the offense's failures or struggles. That's how I would do it if I were him. If I get Ben Roethlisberger, I'm not going to teach Ben Roethlisberger at 38 years old. I'm not going to reinvent the wheel.
But if
him.
You're Matt Canada, hold on. But there's a flaw there. You can say all that,
yes,
and it sounds
is.
Good. You can say all that. It sounds real nice. If the offense goes bad, it wasn't my fault. It's him. Come on. The whole thing with Ben is that even if it's very obviously his fault that things are going wrong, somebody other than Ben tends to get blamed unless I'm the one talking.
I would just,
I mean,
as a parent,
he might even throw you a compliment in there. He might even say, hey, man, Matt Canada does a really good job throughout the week, guys.
I would just say, all right, you know, all right, eight-year-old, you want to eat chocolate ice cream for dinner every night? Go ahead. See what happens. Your teat rot, well, you get fat and blubbery. Go ahead. Go for it. Because I don't really think the alternative.
He's going, and then he'll eat the ice cream and say, I can't believe Dad and Mom are paying me $19 million to eat this ice cream.
I mean, what's the alternative? 38-year-old Ben Roethlisberger has a light bulb moment and says, you know what, coach,
no,
me
the
as
alternative
hard as you
is
want
you cut
you
him.
Want.
No, yeah, the alternative is you cut him.
Yeah, but I'm saying Matt Canada doesn't have. He can't tell Art Rooney what to do.
Oh, believe me. Like, I would be tempted in Matt Canada's shoes, Pony. I don't want to get it twisted here. I'm just using this as another chance to you know, take out my billy club here and hammer away at Roethlisberger. But I would be tempted if I were in Canada's shoes to do exactly what you just said. Hands off. And say, like, listen, did you hire me to run this guy's show here for one more year? Did you hire me really for down the road? Because I think we all know it's not that he's going to evangelize Ben Roethlisberger to some new way of playing. There's not a more obstinate player in the league than Ben Roethlisberger at his position.
When I ask the question, what is the number one thing you're hoping to see from Matt Canada in year one, it's with the assumption that Roethlisberger is his quarterback.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, I don't think – how's he going to get Ben to do the things that worked earlier in
the year
that
that's
Ben
what I mean, Arthur.
Do
you think Matt Canada is going to say, this is my offense, you get under center more, you run more play action, you –
Well, see, that's my thing. If I'm Matt Canada, that's exactly what I want to see. I want to see him command the position. I want to see him be an offensive coordinator. Otherwise, you are no different than what Randy Fichtner was, the quarterback coach who was already in-house for a couple of years, and they say, okay, we'll promote you to make you offensive coordinator. If you don't do anything different, why should I expect different results from you? And in the, you know, hypothetical that you guys are throwing out in terms of, well, let Ben do what he wants, and if it fails, it fails, that's cool. Problem is, Canada doesn't have enough, you know, of a resume at the NFL level to make you feel like he's a guy that you would stick with for one bad year, two bad years, or multiple bad years. So he is really in a bind.
That's what
himself.
I'm talking about. He's between a rock and a hard place here.
So if he knows what's good for him, he's going to go in here and command that respect. And regardless of if Ben wants to go with it or not, he has to make sure that he is showing everyone that he can do the job, because this is his first audition. This isn't, you know, a scenario where we've already seen this guy, you know, in terms of coming here and have success as an OC. We just haven't seen him at this level. Not saying that he can't do it, and not saying that we don't think he will do it.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen it. And if you don't command that respect and at least show some type of productivity from the offensive coordinator position, why on earth would I stick with you when I get my new quarterback?
Maybe because you go into it knowing that there's only so much he can do as long as Roethlisberger's here.
But
that's
you heard
my
you
best
said,
answer.
But you said it's only so much he can do. I want to see there's so much that he can do. If you can give me a five, let me know, because that lets me know that when I get this Ferrari at quarterback, well, you ain't capable of giving me all that. But now if you can go ahead and get, you know, eight level, nine level productivity out of Ben at this stage in his career, and obviously it's scaled for him, if you can get, you know, a crazy amount of productivity out of that, well, now I feel a lot more confident with you. When we do start to retool and change quarterback position, yeah. But if I don't see any glimpse of that, I'm not sticking with you long term.
If he gets that kind of production out of Roethlisberger,
there's going to be an extension.
Well, I'm saying he's going to be someone
really
else's
sad.
Head coach if that happens.
Well, that too.
But that's not a bad problem.
No,
that's
not
a good problem to have.
Wait. Do you believe that getting eight or nine level production out of Ben leads to a Super Bowl? Because I don't.
I don't either. I just don't.
I don't think that Ben has to play at a nine to give you a Super Bowl. We talked about how Peyton Manning, he was far from a nine when he won the Super Bowl. Obviously, the model is different because of the contract element of it. But going forward, Ben has to play better. If you want this team to even get to the playoffs, Ben has to play better. And that is what I want to see with Canada.
Yeah, I think, Craig, do you think that this works? Do you think if Canada goes in there and says, this is my offense, my way or the highway, you get under center, you do play action, we get the motion going. You think Ben says, all right, I've tried every other way, I might as well give this a shot, give this a whirl.
I want it to. I don't think it will.
But yeah. Then I also think of this, right? When we hear some of these great coaches, when they speak, they don't always talk about how, oh, man, it's just my scheme. No, they talk about how sometimes you do have to adjust for your personnel, for your players. So this is something that, okay, if we know what Matt Canada can do from a play action standpoint, from a creativity standpoint, how do you incorporate those with still maximizing what Ben can do well? How do you find that balance?
Yeah, I'm
that,
just having a hard time finding really that first part of it. What is it that Ben still does well? That's what I'm hung up on.
What he does well. I mean, clearly he's well enough to be a starting quarterback in the NFL and not the worst one. So when we think of just well enough, now granted the standard in terms of what he's paid is drastically different. Him being worth the $41 million cap hit is different than him just being a good quarterback. I don't want to confuse the two. That's my thing. So in terms of him being a good quarterback, yeah, he's better than a good amount of quarterbacks that are out here still. He's not, you know, an elite guy at this level, but he's still a good quarterback, and you can win with good quarterbacks. But it's going to be up to Matt Canada to figure out how to maximize that. We know he's a flawed quarterback, but how do you maximize what he can give you?
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.